Shalom and good morning. We want to bless God this hour because of who He is in our lives. We have continued to consider the Word of God and to focus on the Israelite today. The book of Romans, chapter 9, 10 and 11, they speak about the Israelites, the firstborn son. Chapter 9 speaks about Israelites yesterday, Israelites past, that they were chosen people, that they were chosen and they were given seven blessings. They were chosen not because of their works, not because of their labor, not because of their effort, but because of God's purpose and God's grace and God's mercies. They were called according to the purposes of God. And that's why all work together for their good. Even bad things would work together for their good. God makes it work together for their good. That is chapter 9. And we are told, it's still chapter 9, this is the Israelites' past. God does not reject someone because they have done this or they have not done the other one. And gives an example where the twins, Jacob and Esau, Jacob was chosen and Esau was rejected. They were still in their mother's womb. They had not done good or bad, but so that the purposes of God may be fulfilled. Israelites are a people, a treasured people. They were just chosen by God. Their response was supposed, they're supposed just to become God's worshippers. They were supposed to be a blessing to the nations. Chapter 10, where we are at now, speaks of Israelites today. Today, Israelites, they forgot that it was by mercies of God. It is not what they had done that made them to be chosen. And so today, they are not living right with God. They were given the law. And because of that law, they have made it the criteria of their own way of standing right with God, which is not God's will. And so they have forgotten that it is by grace. So they have been going through the efforts. They have been working for their righteousness. They are suffering from self-righteousness. And so today, in Romans 10, verses 1 to 10, we will focus on Israel today and how the Gentiles came into be or to be included in this table. God's servant faces two challenges in the Father's services. The first challenge is for those who know what need to be done. They have the knowledge, but they are not willing. Majority of the Jews were like that. They knew. They were given the law, but they were not willing. The extreme challenge is that of those who have got the zeal to do, but they do not have the knowledge. Now, today, that's where the Jews were. In the past, Jews had the knowledge, but they were not willing. But today, they have woken up and they are willing to do it. They have the zeal that without knowledge, they have got what we call misguided zeal. And the Israelite suffer from the spirit of self-righteousness at his father's table. He wants to earn his right to be on this table. He feels that he has worked for it. What a bad spirit it is. He has zeal, but not according to the knowledge of right living. The father has accepted both his two sons, that is, a Jew and a Gentile, on the basis of believing that salvation is by grace, not by works. Believing in the heart and confessing with the mouth. The prodigal son believed while he was still feeding the pigs, and he confessed and he was accepted by the father. But this older brother refused to do that. So when Paul is coming to write here now, he's coming and saying, "Dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and the prayer to God is for the people of Israel to be saved." That tells you today, according to Paul, as he wrote this letter some 2,000 years ago, is that the Jews were not saved. Majority of them were. Of course, a few were, because Paul says he is one of the Jews. He is not saying that 100%. No, there are some remnants, as we go to see in chapter 11 of Romans. But majority are not saved. Paul is saying that his prayer is that they will be saved. In fact, some of them are atheists. They don't believe in God. Paul says, "I know what enthusiasm they have for God, but it is misguided zeal, for they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law." So you see, today, as we speak here, is that the Israelites have a zeal, but without knowledge. Very bad extreme of being a minister of the gospel, minister of God. Misguided zeal. They are fanatics. They have forgotten God's way of living in right. They have forgotten this one thing, that Christ has already accomplished the purpose for which the law was given. Christ is the head of the law. The law was predicting the coming of Jesus. The law was talking about some areas where the people need to change. It's a mirror. But the mirror cannot help you remove the dirt in you. So Jesus came to fulfill what the law requirements were. And so Paul says that Christ is the head to which the law is, he has accomplished the purposes for which the law was given. As a result, all who believe in him are made right with God. So today we don't need to keep the law. We need to believe in Jesus because he kept the law. He fulfilled the law. And so everybody is there for salvation. For Moses wrote that the law way of making a person right with God requires obedience of all its commands. So there are two ways that are there for making people right with God. Number one is what Moses wrote about, is called the law's way. But for you to walk on this path, you have to keep all the requirements of the law. But unfortunately, the moment you start fulfilling one part of the law, you break the other part of the law. And therefore, Paul says you cannot be able to keep the law at any one time. So it is futile for you to try and keep the law. So this way is what the Israelites want to keep to this very day. But they forget one thing. The coming of Jesus, he came to accomplish, and he came actually to cross this path. This way is the way they were walking when they were looking towards the coming of Jesus. It's no longer possible. There is another way. Verse 6 says, but faith's way. There's the law's way and the faith's way. So the Israelites today are walking on the Lord's way. But God demands that we walk on the faith way. What does it say? But the faith way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart, who will go up in heaven to bring Christ down on earth? And don't say, who will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back to life? In fact, it says, that part says, the message is very close at heart. It is on your lips and on your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. So this is the path that we are supposed to walk. And anybody who walk on this path, regardless whether you are Jew or a Gentile, you will find salvation. This is where the prodigal son walked in. He believed the father. He believed that the father is going to accept him. This means that the father had already forgiven him. And this is the path that the Jews, many of them, are not walking through. They're still waiting for the first coming of Jesus. So they are behind God's schedule. You see, God's schedule was, there was a time there was no law. Then the law was given. Then the law went up to the coming of Jesus Christ. The most unfortunate part of this is that the Jew began when they had no law, to the time of the law. But they have not gone past there where you would accommodate, you'd take Jesus, because Jesus has already died and resurrected. It's not about anybody who can go to heaven to bring Jesus from there, because he came. It is not, don't ask yourself that you can go to hell to arise Jesus from the dead, because he rose. All what is required to walk on this path is to believe that Jesus came from heaven and arose from the dead, died, and on that day he arose, he resurrected, and he also ascended again. Believe that, and then confess it, and then salvation is available for us. This is what the Jews are struggling with. Father, we pray for the Jewish people who are struggling in believing that Jesus died. They are struggling in confessing that Jesus is alive today. I know one day, Lord, according to the book of Revelation, they will come to their senses. But I pray for them, as many as live today, may you bring them the knowledge so that we can be able to share your table, O Lord, together. Let them not look down upon the other people, but open their hearts to know that they are God's choice servants, to take the blessings to all the nations of the world. In Jesus' name we pray.